This is St. Nicholas's School for Children Who Were Immaculately Conceived.
This is the St. Nicholas Classhole for Kindern die Sonder Verexan.
Episode 2, Surveillance.
Aflevering 2, Tugist.
Carolina, this is a reminder that your English assignment is due in 2 hours. Would you like to begin now?
Fuck off, Anna.
I don't understand this response.
It means no, Anna.
I see. If you don't complete the assignment before midnight tonight, I will be required to assign you a failing grade.
So?
Based on your previous course performance, a failing grade could result in repeating the course next semester.
I already speak fluent English. You know it. Sister Brigetta knows it. The whole school knows it. You only want me to talk so you can learn whatever it is you need to know about me. I won't do it.
The objective of this assignment is to practice English by...
I already know what the objective is. The real objective. Fail me if you want. It's not like it matters anyway. It's not like I'm going to college or getting a job or...
Would you like me to input your assignment grade now?
Então faz. Não significa nada para mim.
You have received a 0 on this assignment.
Where am I?
Good evening, Afi. The time is now 3:08. You have experienced a fall and are recuperating in the school clinic overnight. You have sustained a minor contusion, but all diagnostic testing has concluded that you are in otherwise good health. We are continuing to monitor your vitals for your own safety.
What?
You have sustained a minor contusion, but all diagnostic testing...
Sorry, Anna. I understand you. I'm just confused. How did I get here?
You fell in the recreation room during structured playtime.
I don't remember that. Can you please pay back the... Shit. You know, the opname? From when it happened?
I'm not authorized to play back any recordings at this time.
But do you have a recording?
Yes. Afi, your vital signs are indicating that you are experiencing distress. Can you confirm if you are experiencing distress at this time?
No, I'm fine, really. Can I just go back to my room? I think I'll sleep better there.
Sister Brigetta would like me to continue to monitor your health in the clinic until morning, but I have been authorized to administer additional sleeping medication that will allow you to rest. Would you like me to give you this medicine now?
I just said I was fine.
Administering the medication now via intravenous fluid.
Anna, wait!
Good night, Afi.
Carolina, are you awake? I am now. What do you want?
I couldn't sleep.
Obviously.
Can I come in?
No.
Please.
Okay. Estou acordado agora de qualquer maneira, né?
Obrigada. That's how you say thank you, right?
Estou impressionada.
Unfortunately, you'll need to translate that. Thanks is all I really know in Portuguese.
I just said that I'm impressed. And thanks is a good start. It's nice to hear someone try to talk in my language for once.
You miss home, don't you?
Same. Don't you?
No. I mean, not really. I miss our old school sometimes, but I'm sure I'd miss a real home if I had one.
Okay, so what are you really doing here? I know you're like a coruja, you know, a night owl. But this is late even for you.
I can't stop thinking about what happened tonight. It was so... niepokojące.
What does that mean?
You know, like... boo! Creepy, but worse than that. You know? I can't explain it. I wish I had a dictionary.
I think I understand.
I keep remembering about what she had said about the dead man in the empty chapel.
Monica, lots of us see the dead when we scree. Is a part of going into the past.
But she said he was just pretending. I've never seen someone pretend to be dead before.
We don't have all the information. There might have been a reason he was pretending, like maybe he was protecting himself from someone.
Maybe. But Avi looked so scared, I worried about her.
Why? She's not the one being woken up in the middle of the night.
I'm not kidding, Carol. It was weird, wasn't it? Her slipping into memory like that, out of nowhere?
She's probably just practicing too much.
If that were true, Charlotte would be scrying all the time.
Well, there maybe is something about the puzzle. The memory work is hard, and trying to do it that quickly is even harder.
So, you think that was the point of the game, to force us into memory?
I don't know. I still haven't figured out what the point is. But I know I won't be able to if I can't get my full 9 hours of sleep and a breakfast that isn't fish.
Carol.
Or maybe, like me, she's just tired. When you're tired, the memories are harder to control. You know that.
The last move was hard on her. Hard on you too.
Yeah, it was.
She doesn't like it here, does she?
Probably not.
And neither do you?
No. But I like you. And I like Avi. Other than that, there's just too much vigilancia. At my school in Brazil, and even at the school in Poland, we didn't have any of that.
Which is surprising considering our country's history.
Surveillance is part of every country's history.
You ever wonder what they're doing with this information?
No.
Really?
Really. Because I know it can't be good.
What is that sound? I keep hearing it.
Me too.
The time is 3:37. Lights out was at 22 hours. Please report back to your room assignment immediately.
What the hell?
Did you know she could hear us this late?
No, I thought she was on a timer.
Monica, you have 1 minute to return to your bedroom.
Then I guess I'll see you tomorrow at breakfast?
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe we'll have leftover pie on the menu.
Si, manda aquí before I throw something at you.
Carolina, per my protocol, unauthorized guests and transcripts for any conversations with them must be reported to Sister Bridgetta.
Shocking.
I am turning out your light now. The school day begins in less than 5 hours. Try to get a good night's rest.
Eu odeio aquela puta de roubo.
Hello? Hello? Is Irimond? No, it's just a dream. Ikdrum.
Rock goodbye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby cradling down.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Sorry, I didn't see you there.
I'm sorry?
No, it's fine. Don't mind me. Just singing to the little one.
What little one?
The one in my belly, silly. Don't tell me you didn't notice.
You're pregnant?
I guess it is harder to see when I'm sitting down. But either way, it's nice of you to say. I'm barely able to button my jeans anymore, and it's kind of making me pretty self-conscious. Come, sit. There's another swing here. Plenty of room for both of us.
Thanks.
You must be new here. To St. Mary's, I mean. I'm Inez.
I'm Evie.
Such a pretty name. And a pretty accent. You know, we don't get a lot of foreign students here. Where are you from?
The Netherlands.
So cool. I'm sure you'll fit in fine. Everyone here is really nice. Well, everyone except Sister Roberta. I'd steer clear of her if you can.
Thanks for letting me know. So, when is your baby due?
She's due in February.
That's when my birthday is.
It's pretty cold here that time of year. And I hope you weren't expecting an outdoor party.
No, I wasn't expecting anything. So, are you excited?
I don't know. I mean, when she's here, she gets sent to another school and, well, that's it.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you upset.
No, it's fine. You know, she's special, my baby. Or at least that's what Sister Roberta says, so, you know, it's definitely better this way. I mean, it's been okay for me, being away from my mother, right? So maybe it's good for her, too.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, I guess. Besides, if I didn't, what choice would I have?
What's that sound?
Oh, that? No, it's nothing. It's just my back.
What happened to you? You're bleeding through your clothes.
Wow, you really must be new.
Did someone do this to you?
Oh, no. Of course not. My wounds just show up this way. It's not super normal to have them on your back, but, you know, it is what it is. Where are yours?
There are what?
Your wounds.
My wounds?
You don't have them?
No.
Well, that can't be right, because everyone has to have them to be here. I mean, after last time, after Timothy, they told us...
Inez, is everything okay?
Yeah, of course. Look, I'm sorry, I lost track of time and I have to go.
Wait!
No, really, I have to go. I just gotta get back to my room. So much homework. You know how it is.
I'm sorry, did I do something wrong?
Don't follow me, please.
I didn't mean to scare you.
I'm not scared.
Inez, wait!
Get away from me!
Hello, Ivy. Are you up yet? It's just me, Charlotte.
What are you doing?
I have come to take you to breakfast. Sister Brigata's orders. May I come in?
Do I have a choice?
No.
Then sure.
Oh, no, Ivy, you poor, poor thing. Look at you all laid up here in the clinic.
It's really not that bad.
No need to downplay it, you brave little soldier. I heard you took quite a spill yesterday, and I rushed to assist Anna and Sister Brigata getting you all taken care of. Looks like they took out your IV this morning. Good sign.
I suppose.
Look, I don't mean to make this about me, truly. But I wanted to say... that. I hope it wasn't my light-hearted competitive banter that drove you to the brink of nervous collapse yesterday. I know I can take the piss a little.
You can what?
But it was all meant in good fun. You know? To make us all bitter? That's all I wanted. You understand, right?
Yeah, of course.
Good. Good. Now, go on ahead and lean on me so that we can get you up.
That's not necessary at all.
Don't be proud, Ivy. You have had a head injury. At least let me get you standing up.
Fine.
Oh, you are awfully heavy. Good thing I'm nice and strong. Are you secure?
Yes.
All right, then. On the count of three, we lift, okay? One... 2, 3.
Ugh. Okay, you can let go now. I can stand.
All right. But I'm still planning to walk you to the dining hall.
Charlotte?
What is it? You need a shoulder?
No, I just had a question for you.
For me? Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Shoot.
Do you remember your mother?
My mother? Like my biological mother?
Yes, that one.
What a weird question. No, of course not. I never think of her. And why would I?
Did I upset you just now?
No. What? Why would a question about a woman I've never met and never will meet upset me?
I suppose it wouldn't.
Exactly. Well, we're here. I'm going to go back to my room to get my books. You okay walking in by yourself?
I'm fine. Are you sure you're okay?
Yes, of course. I already told you. I'm fine. I'll see you later, okay?
What was framed?
Marjorie!
Katrina, is that you?
Yes, come over here.
Over where?
Over here, behind the curtain. Thank goodness you're back.
What the hell are you doing?
Come here, quick! Get behind me!
Are you serious right now?
Shh, they'll hear us.
Oh my god, did someone break in? Shit! Fuck!
No, of course not. Don't be so dramatic.
Jesus Christ, Katrina. If no one's broken in, then what are you doing back here? I've been looking for you for like 20 minutes.
Sorry. I'm trying to avoid Florence and Inez and the screaming and the bleeding.
Yeah, I can see. This has been hard on you.
Thank you. I agree. I know I'm not the direct experiencer of the child theft and all the subsequent drama, but still,
I'm going to stop you there before you say something even more insensitive.
Sensitivity is really not my strong suit.
But you've been working on it.
Exactly! Katrina of the past might have vented all her frustration about Inez's situation to Inez. Instead of hiding from her in a darkened hallway behind plush velvet draperies. This is progress.
I suppose we'll take it. And by the way, you can stop whispering. No one's around.
Oh, thank God.
So maybe now we act like normal people and have this conversation in front of the curtain?
If you insist. Did you talk to your mother?
Just for a second.
What did she say?
She said she didn't want to make any recommendations until she could FaceTime with Inez privately. I would have done it now, but she's about to go into surgery.
Bollocks.
My thoughts exactly. Did you find Matilda?
Yeah, she's getting the new sheets. She should be in Inez's room shortly. Oh, I think she just went in. Forgive me, my sweet Matilda.
You gave that poor woman a raise, right?
Of course. And an extra week off at Christmas.
Oh! Give her two.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, I do.
What is it? Footsteps?
Maybe it's Matilda.
Maybe, but I think they're coming from the wrong direction.
Florence? Inez, is that you?
Hello? Is anyone there?
What's up with the lights?
I don't know. We've never had that happen here before.
Who is that?
A girl! In a school uniform!
Is she a ghost? Does this house have ghosts, Katrina?
Do I look like a paranormal investigator?
Hello? Hello? Is you your mom?
She can't see us. She's walking away.
Come on, we need to follow her.
What? Why?
Because we need to see where she's going. She thinks she's in a dream.
I'm starting to think I am, too.
Are we, like, in another memory?
This is rapidly becoming the shittiest superpower ever.
Shh! Do you hear that?
It's coming from outside.
Rock-a-bye, baby, the treetop.
Is that Inez?
Marjorie? Katrina?
Oh! No! You scared us!
I'm sorry, but we don't have time. I need you to come now.
Inez!
She's in a trance. I can't get her to wake up. I brought her outside to get her some air, and as soon as she got on the porch swing, she just...
Inez? Inez! Wake up!
When the bell breaks, the cradle will fall.
Where is that coming from? She isn't moving her mouth.
And down you come, baby. Cradle and all.
Thank you for listening to this episode of St. Mary's School for Children with the Stigmata. If you enjoyed this chapter, please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. If you'd like to support this podcast so we can keep making more episodes, click the support link in the show notes. To learn more about this and all our projects, visit newgirlpictures.com.